You're listening to a Stranger podcast, www.thestranger.com. Support for The Stranger comes from the Triple Door Musiquarium Lounge. Enjoy happy hour specials daily, set to the beat of a live band, Wednesday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. To view the menu and calendar listings, visit thetripledoor.net.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Setlist. My name is Megan Sealing.
I'm Ari Spool.
This is the weekly podcast where we run through the shows happening and play for you the bands taken straight from the Stranger's Bands page at www.thestranger.com/bands.
They're freshly harvested.
Yeah, like cranberries. I don't know what that means. There's a lot going on this week, a lot of really great stuff. There's going to be some familiar artists that you've heard before on Setlist, but like we talked about last week, there's some new stuff popping up on the band's page, too, to kind of go with the musicians directory that just happened. Some new artists are adding some music, so we have some new stuff too, I think. So we should just break right into it.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think we should kind of hurdle into it.
Yeah, okay. we could bust into it.
I mean,
whatever.
No.
This is this song is by a band called World History, and when I started doing that MP3 of the day, I hadn't heard of them until they came up. I searched for some funny word or something, and they were one of the first ones to have a page for that, and I forget what it was, but they're playing Hollow Earth's Magma Festival on Friday, the Dearborn on Woodland. And you know about that venue, right?
It's on Woodland, not right. Dearborn.
Right. It just used to be on Dearborn, but they moved, so that's where it all comes from.
Yeah. They think they're clever.
And it's a benefit for Hollow Earth internet radio station. And this song is called The Exile of Dick and Mina by World History.
The couple fled the country cause you couldn't pay. Now you're writing songs for other people. Thank God for 1841. Thank God for 1841. 12 years in exile from his friends, making love with anyone who'd have him. But he's still broken, Mina's unhappy. Thank God for 1841. Thank God for 1841. Fled the country cause you couldn't pay. Now you're writing songs for other people. Thank God for 1841. Thank God for 1841. Thank God for 1841. Thank God for 1841.
Out to the entire hip-hop collective worldwide. Braincraft volume 6. Ken Denner, what's up, man? Let's give it to him.
Hip-hop knowledge, street corner. Man, I remember back when I first started rapping. I bumped it nonstop, doggy style, track 10. Quick to grab pens and get to writing. Spitting tight when I was hardly grown. Said one day that I'd be known, and I'd be on some other shit. MCing the heat rocks by preeming and beat rock and draying quick. I'm hot, staying sick, you far from ill. Dog, I rock stages with words that God can feel. And I'm always real. Man, I ain't got time to front, but don't go thinking just because I ain't a gangster, I'm a punk. Look, I only speak what I know, so I can reap what I sow. I got him talking like he's gonna blow. But yo, even if I don't, it won't be meaning that I won't keep on hugging the mic like it's the love of my life. Cause I'm a lover for life. You might say John's intense, but hip hop resurrected me. That's common sense. To my cats that pop and lock, rocking spots, B-boys and B-girls that don't stop. That's hip hop. To my cats hanging up the walls in the trains, trying to get up with paint all in their veins. That's hip hop. And to my DJs holding it down, up on the ones and twos. Stay controlling the sound. That's hip hop. It's to my MCs writing these rhymes. Bar for bar, don't go hard and stay trying to shine. That's hip hop. Hey yo, I eat, sleep, and shit this. G-O-D be my witness. In the sky above, man, it's survival of the fittest. Cause it's like if you don't write your rap about gats and crack cats, who yak and say your track is whack. Plus, everybody wanna be pop now. But I bet they change their mind real quick as soon as they shot down. So use your brain before you lose your brain. I sit and look at half these dudes like you's insane. Cause man, you ain't hard, you soft as Wonder Bread. Geo said it best, hip hop smell nervous and underfed. But it ain't down and out like him and Kanye. And I'ma ride till the death, I give a damn what y'all say. Cause when I'm standing on stage, can't nothing compare to seeing a crowd wilding out with hands up in the air. And suckers just stare, but like Rakim, I ain't no joke. I'm raw like Kane and I ain't talking about coke. So my cats that pop and lock, rockin' spots, B-boys and B-girls that don't stop. That's hip-hop. To my cats tagging up the walls in the trains, trying to get up with paint all in their veins. That's hip-hop. And to my DJs holding it down, up on the ones and twos, stay controlling the sound. That's hip-hop. And to my MCs writing these rhymes, bar for bar, y'all go hard and stay trying to shine. That's hip-hop. One love to all the legends that done passed away. Pac, Pun, Big Easy, and Jam Master J, Mac Dre, Big L, Dirty, and Soulja Slim. What we doing nowadays, man, we owe it to them. As well as Kool Herc, Melly Mel, and the Cold Crush. I show love to those who paved the way for us and came before us and showed us just how it's supposed to be done. But half these motherfuckers now, they just jokes to me, son. They ain't dope to me, none. Be spitting with the passion and intensity, cause after shit just tends to be some whack shit that's affinity. Shit, man, I put my heart and my soul into the art, and it shows from the start to the close of every rhyme I recite. I got a grind every night, and all I ever wanted was a chance to shine and be bright. And yo, I finally might. So all I got to say, throw on some show toes, no laces, and walk this way. Yeah, my cats that popping lock, rocking spots, B-boys and B-girls that don't stop. That's hip hop. To my cats tagging up the walls in the trains, trying to get up with paint all in their veins. That's hip hop. And to my DJs holding it down, up on the ones and twos, stay controlling the sound. That's hip hop. And to my MCs writing these rhymes, bar for bar, y'all go hard and stay trying to shine. That's hip hop. We'll be right back.
That was the Sea Navy. That song's called Arctic Advice. We love the Sea Navy here. If you are so inclined, you can go into back episodes of Setlist and hear the Sea Navy performing live in our studio. And I put studio in air quotes.
And we have right. And we also have some video of when he was here too on our The Stranger's videos page.
I don't want to go ahead and spoil it for you, but he does get shirtless.
That's a lie.
I mean, he takes off his shirt.
It's a total lie.
And his pants.
No. He is playing, that show that he's playing is at the Sunset on Saturday night with the Velveteen and Aloha. That's going to be such a great lineup. Like, the Velveteen, they're so fantastic. Really lush pop sometimes, but then kind of bittersweet.
I can't believe like, that moody shows at the stuff. Sunset.
I think it's great. It's going to be a great venue to see them at. And then Aloha also, they just put out a new record recently that's like, it's more optimistic, I guess, maybe, and more lush than some of their other stuff. It's going to be a really great, you know, for the first day of spring. It's going to be, you know, like cherry blossoms blooming, and it's just going to be a really bright, happy place to be.
Girly weirdo nerd.
That's not true. And before that was Grinch.
Flowers in my hair.
Well, it sounds like flowers. I didn't say they were in my hair.
This is the least punk rock set list ever.
Before that was Grinch with the song That's Hip Hop. He's playing at the Vera Project. It's the Stop the Madness benefit. And there's like almost a dozen artists on this bill, I think. And it starts at 7:30 and it's all ages on Friday night. But D-Black, Nemo of Unexpected Arrival. It's going to be a really great show. Those Grinch is there, too.
All stars. All stars of Seattle hip-hop.
Hooray.
Sure.
So we should talk about this next band, Patrol.
Yeah, this is Patrol. They're playing at King Cobra Saturday night with the Oswald Effect and Spanish for 100. And Patrol has a member named Doug Lorig, who you may remember from other bands like Roadside Monument and Raft of Dead Monkeys.
I loved Raft of Dead Monkeys.
Really?
Yeah, I was a big Raft of Dead Monkeys fan. So when Patrol came out and I knew that Doug was in the band, I was very excited. I was pretty into Roadside Monument too back in the day. So.
Yeah.
But Patrol is great. They're like, I hate to compare them to Soundgarden, but they sort of have like an early Soundgarden, just like balls to the wall rock.
Yeah.
Like, It's great. They sound really great. They're really great live, too. I just said great like three times. And King Cobra is a fantastic venue.
Dude.
It was getting a lot of shit before it opened, just like people weren't going to wonder how it worked out. And I think it's a great setup. The stage is kind of in the corner. There's lots of space.
There's such good... I honestly think that they have better sight lines in there than Numo's.
They really do.
I'm 5 feet tall, and I hate it when I can't see bands. Especially when I'm not, like, in the mood to totally rock out, but the only way I could see the band is to, like, stand in the front row.
Right.
But at King Cobra, you can go up on that mezzanine, and it's not, like, awkwardly on the side like the Numo's mezzanine.
Right. I think it's a great club.
It's really, really, really good.
So they'll be there, and they're playing with Oswald Effect in Spanish for 100. I think, as we said, Oswald. Sorry, I choked on my tongue. And so this song is by Patrol. It's called Relax.
And lay down flat.
Stop the manic sensation of being in love again. Oh, being in love again.
has Being in Love Again by the band Skeletons with Flesh on Them. They do have one of the greatest band names in Seattle.
Yeah, I love that band name. They also, on their profile page, I really like this, they have a picture of a kitten and a baby duck sitting in a field of green grass.
God, they're just like, hey, how can we get Megan Ceiling to start drooling?
It's true.
How about baby animals?
Woo! They're playing Cafe Venus and Mars Bar with I'm a Gun on Saturday night.
All in word.
Yeah. I'm a Gun.
When you're at Cafe Venus and Mars Bar, you can get pizza.
Is that true?
Yes, you can get delicious little personal pizzas there. Anyways, fat girl. Anyways.
And then before that, Patrol, as you heard. Mm-hmm.
Next up, we've got Origami Ghost. We played them last week, and our producer, Nancy, was editing the show, and she looked up from her computer and said, I really like this song.
She whispered it, even?
It was kind of like...
Like a second coming of Jesus for her,
I think.
Her eyes kind of glassed over and rolled back into her head, and she started bleeding out of her nose a little bit. It was really weird.
That sounds harsh. It's called When the Sidewalk Ends, and it's loosely based off of this Shel Silverstein book, which I also loved. Where the Sidewalk Ends, the book of poems that he did, you know. And this song, it talks about the book that he read when he was in second grade in the lyrics of the song.
If people don't know about Shel Silverstein's life, they should seriously go read his Wikipedia page. Did you know that he was like a really crazy songwriter who never took any song credits in the 50s?
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
He's a very interesting man.
Yeah.
So this is Origami Ghost. They're playing at the Comet on Sunday night, with Murder Party and Beautiful Confusion, which is a terrible band name. Like, maybe you're... Beautiful Confusion? Really?
Really?
But regardless, Origami Ghosts and Murder Party, another weird band name.
I don't know.
And Beautiful Confusion, Sunday
maybe
night at the Comet.
Maybe through the window at the Comet.
Right. And this song is called When the Sidewalk Ends.
Wondering when the sidewalk ends. Ever since I read the book in second grade, round and round the cycles go. When we gonna realize it's happened all before? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to put you in the same basket as me like an egg, but I can, and I did. The sun melts all the snow, the rivers overflow. Why is it so damn interesting every time?
Circles. That song's called Lessons and Apologies. They're playing at the Fusion Cafe with Totally Michael, who I highly recommend, The Flex, who I also highly recommend, and some guy named Michael Avey, who I've never heard of.
It's an all-ages show, of course. All shows at the Fusion Cafe.
And it's Ben Funkhauser's 16th birthday party.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And it's on Sunday night.
If you don't know who Ben Funkhauser is, he's the booker of the Fusion Cafe, and he's kind of a character.
Right. He's been at tons of all-ages shows.
You totally have seen
him. Dances. He takes off his shirt for real. I'm not lying, for like Ari was real. Earlier. I can't believe he's only 16. But, he's been booking shows at Fusion Cafe for how long at this point?
Like, probably about 8 months.
So, he's given it a real go. And then The Flex I wrote about in this week's underage column.
And Eric said that Totally Michael killed it at South By. So, that
might be worth it. Yeah. It's only $5.
It's totally worth it.
And this is Circles. I really like this song. And it's called Lessons and Apologies. it's great. I wonder if they're named after a Jeremy Enoch song, though.
I don't know.
Isn't there a Sunny Day Real Estate, or is that In Circles? It doesn't matter. So we have one more song.
Yes.
We've come to the end. If you guys want to hear anything else, you can email us at setlist@thestranger.com. If you have recently added music or updated your band's page, you want to tell us about it, let us know.
Please do.
Check out Line Out at checkoutlineout.thestranger.com. We have breaking news about the Crocodile, which is for sale again, unfortunately. It was bought, it's back on the market, and it costs almost $200,000 more.
Oh, great. I'm glad that they made all those, wonderful structural improvements.
Right. So there's some news about that. There's tons of coverage from South by Southwest that kind of leads into this week that you can... So if you want to see how Totally Michael did...
Pictures of Fred Durst.
Right.
I think that's what's up right now.
Right. It's a very exciting place to be, lineout.thestranger.com. and this week, you'll find the band of the week on there as well. And it's the Bismarck. And I love this band. And I saw them play when Atlas was still around. They played with Lake of Falcons. And it was the first time I'd ever seen them. And they were fucking fantastic. And the drummer was so intense at one point. He stood up and started screaming. And then started pounding on the drum standing up. He was just... He was having a party.
Was he shirtless?
No, he was clothed. They were all wearing matching button-up white shirts and ties. They were... professionals about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This song is called This Train Runs on Two Rails. The Bismarck.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.
My teeth sharp.